think we understand last time the Rav gives that marshal of looking at an embroidery, but instead of seeing the embroidery from the front side where it's exquisitely done, you see the back side where you have all the knots and the loose strands, etc. But when you read it, that sort of paraphrase is actually taking a little bit of liberties. The bottom of the page here, Mashallah Ma'adava Dama, the Adam in Os Vav. The Adam HaMistakel V'shatiach Nehadar Ma'aseh Choshev Shetziyur Marhiv Ayin Rokum Alav Mitzido Hasmali. Right? So the Rambam doesn't say front and back. He talks about right and left. How does right and left sort of fit in the context of it? If you're talking about looking at an embroidery, what's right and what's left? You hold it here, it's to the right. You hold it there, it's to the left. It doesn't... You would have expected front and back. So l'chora, I think this is the simple pshat. So we know that let's say Chazal have a lashon la'olam tehei small docha v'yamin mekareves. When you sort of have this nuanced approach to someone, so Chazal expressed it as small big docha and yamin is mekareves. Because Yamin represents chesed, and small represents din. So I think the marshal certainly does mean seeing it front and back, but the Rav chooses to describe front and back as right and left, because if we could see it from the front, from the right, so then we would see that everything is chesed. But hayosa, we see it from the back, so we're seeing it from the left perspective, again, with that symbolic association between left and din. So from our perspective, so we see harshness, we see evil, we see... Okay, let's continue a little bit here. But the dimensha hashniya shel kiyum ha'adam ha'yihud loveshet she'elat ha'sevel tzura chadasha kiyum yehudi keitzad. Zehu kiyum pa'il k'shav. Zehu kiyum pa'il k'sha'adam nitzav l'umat ha'sviva sh'hushlach ba mitoch havanat yichudo u'skulato chayuto v'yicholto shelo lekapeach b'ma'avako im hachutz et atzmuto v'atzma'uto. So an existence of destiny, as opposed to fate, is when a person stands vis-a-vis external reality, recognizing his uniqueness, recognizing his freedom, and recognizing his ability to maintain his essence and independence. Sismata ani hayiudihu, his slogan, Al kochucha ato nolad, val kochucha ato meis, aval birtzoncha hachafshi ato chai. Adam nolad ko object, meis ko object. Meaning a person is acted upon. In being born, a person is not a participant, he's being acted upon. In dying, rachmana litzlan, a person is not an active participant, he's being acted upon. Aval biyacholto lichyot ke subject. But in between those two bookends, a a person can, if he chooses, live as a subject. What do you mean, b'cholto? Isn't it, we have b'chira, so isn't it sort of al-kochach that a person is going to live as a subject? And that will be a cholto l'chiyot subject. So the answer is, and this is something that the Rav talks about at length in Isha Halacha, is that if a person simply exercises b'chira in a way that he just chooses to slavishly follow his instincts and his urges, etc. So then, yes, he has b'chira, but the b'chira is not really elevating him from an object to a subject, because again, we're subjected to, right? As an object, we're subjected to that we have all kinds of urges and instincts and taivas, etc. If a person just surrenders to those natural forces, then he's not living as a subject, as a he can, if he wants, elevate himself and live as a subject to Yotzer Mechadesh HaMadbiya Al Chayav Et Chotomo HaIndividuali, and he can leave his individual imprint upon his life. V'hachoreg min ha'avtumitiyut, anonymity, al ha'pi'ilot ha'yatzranit t'udato shel ha'adam ba'olamo al-pi ha'yahadus, hi l'hapoch doro li'yut, kiyum mufal u'mushpa, v'kiyum po'el u'mashpia. V'yuchasso shel HaKadosh Baruch li'yitzir kapov m'matze et kol tafkido. The Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu imparts the Adam HaRishon, it captures the essence of his job, of his mission. Pru uvu umelu asa'arts v'chavshuha, kivshuha tasviva v'hadbiru ota tachtechem. So this is a little... Does that really, that pasuk really encapsulates what a person's tafkid is in life? Sort of, how does one see Torah and mitzvahs in those words of Pru Revu, Umelu Asa'aretz V'Chavshuha? Again, the sort of exerting technological control is a way that man does assert himself, but how can one sort of put that pasuk as that it's distilled into that pasuk what a person's tafkid is in life? I don't know, but perhaps as follows. Omer of Hamnuna, Brachos Davyot. Vaydech said, Mikeh Hachocha Mumi Odeya Pesha Dova. Mikeh Kodesh Baruch Hu, She Yodeya Lassos Pshar Ben Shnei Tzadikim, Men Chizkiyo Li Yishayahu. Kodesh Baruch Hu brokered a compromise between Chizkiyo HaMelech and Yishayahu HaNovi. What was the stalemate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to help them overcome? Chizkiyo Omar, Leisa Yishayahu Gaboi, the Hochi Ashkan Be'eliyo, the Ozan Gabi Acha. I have to uphold the prestige of Malucha, so Yishayahu, I'll be a Navi, should come to me, the same way Eliyo went to Acha. Yishayahu Omar, Leisa Chizkiyo Gaboi, spiritually a Novi is obviously on a higher plane than a Melech. The Hachi Ashkefan be Yehoram ben Achav the Ozel Gavi Elisha. He has a different precedent. Me Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hebi Yisur Malchus Kiyahu. He sent sickness to Chizkiyahu. Va'amal Ali Yishayahu Lechu Ba'keres HaKola. Go fulfill the mitzvah of Biko Chola. Shenema Bayom Mehem Chola Chizkiyahu Lomus. Chizkiyahu was on his deathbed. Vayavo I love Yishayahu Ben Omot HaNovi Vayomel of Ko'omer Hashem Tzav LeBeisva. You should give a tzavah to your household. Ki meis antov lo sichya v'gomer. Mai ki meis antov lo sichya. Meis antov olam haza v'lo sichya l'olam haba. Amalei mai kulei hai. Chizkiyahu said, what am I being punished so harshly for? Amalei mishum de lo asakli v'peri v'ribi. Amalei mishum de chazoi li b'ruch ha-kodesh de nafki minoi b'nin de lo malu. Because I saw Baruch HaKodesh that if I were to engage in Peri Berivya, I was going to have progeny who were Rishon. So Amalei, Bahadik Hamshid Rachman Alamalach, Maidim Mifkidis, Yiboilach Lamevad, Maidinicha Kamikut Shavuchu Levad. Literally, you have no place probing the secrets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do what you're commanded to do, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu will do whatever he sees fit. So what was Chizkiyahu's mistake? Chizkiyahu saw that he would have progeny who were Rishon. So what was his mistake? So Yishayahu tells him, "B'hadei kavshei d'rachman olam alach." So Yitachen, and in a minute, as Hashem will, I think, bring a riot to this, Chizkiyahu was correctly understood that the mitzvah of Peri Berivya is not simply to father the children, but to raise the children to be a link in Masorah. And he said, I saw Baruch HaKodesh that wasn't going to happen, so I wasn't going to fulfill Mitzvah Peri Berivya. And Yishayahu told them, you can't paskin shailas based on what you see, Baruch HaKodesh. You can't. That's not basis for paskining a shaila. A shaila in halacha has to be based on nigla dika considerations, not on what you think you see the nistar. Tanya Omer Samachim Beis. Tanya Omer Yishmael Ben Elisha. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. First, okay. We want the second part of the verse. Yom Shachar Beis HaMikdash. Din hu shenigza al atzmen shalach al basa al lishtas yayin. Ela in gozim gzera al atziba al ken rov tziba yachol lamar ba. Yom Shepashta Malchus HaRasha'a. The Roman Empire. In the Yom Sheposhta Malchus HaRasha'a Shegozeres Aleinu Gzeros Ra'os V'Koshos U'mevatalas Mimenu Torah U'mitzvos V'ein Manachas Osonu. They don't allow us Likones L'Shavua HaBein. Rashbam says Shavua HaBein Mila Shehi L'Sov Zion. Din hu Shenigzal al tzmeinu shalalisa isha laholid banim. V'nimsa zara shalavam irinu kola. Me'elo. Ela hanach lehem liyisrael mutav shishogim al yumezim. Better we shouldn't get married and Jews shouldn't be born than Jews should be born and as a result of persecution assimilate. Nimsa zara shel Avraham Avinu kol me'ila b'inyan tov v'lo al yedei ovdei kochavim u'mitzvos lo yivatlu od. So Rav Elisha says that really, if it had been a gzeira, Sharov HaTzibur Chol Lama, but they should have been gozer during the darkest times of the Roman Empire not to get married. Tema Hoksiv Puruvu, says Tosfos, V'shema al osen shekvar kiyum u'piriv ha'riv yaka'amah. So Tosfos said B'lashon Shema, maybe what it means is that once a couple had fulfilled the mitzvah period of Rivia, they should separate. Maybe that's what it means. What's the alternative? The alternative is, because it's a shekel and kimta in the Lashon HaBraisa, the alternative is, no, that it means that they're not going to be Mekayim Peri Rivia. How can you make a gzeira which contradicts Peri Rivia? No, so the pshat is, because Bein Kovacho, if the children are going to grow up under circumstances, Shemivat Nameim Torah Mitzvahs, you're not going to be Mekayim Mitzvah Peri Rivia anyway. So the mitzvah of Peri Rivia is not simply to father the children, not simply to populate the earth, but to populate the earth where a spiritual imprint, a religious imprint is made. And the mil'u'as ha'aretz v'chivshua doesn't just mean sort of technological advance and that's implicit in the period of Arivia. That's the definition of mitzvah's period of Arivia. So then you're talking that this pasuk encapsulates what the basic tafkid is. The Rav goes on to say that from the vantage point of destiny rather than fate, this yields the halachic approach to Yisurim. And the halachic approach to Yisurim is and Yisho'el She'la Pshuta, Maya, in a few lines into Os Yud, Maya Asa Hasovel V'chai B'Sivlo. One suffering, what should he do? Not, the question is not why is this happening, but what is incumbent upon me to do in these circumstances. B'mishur zeh, on this level, nukudat ha-kovet, the center of gravity, ne'ateket, is moved, mibchinat hasibatiyot v'atachlitiyot. We're not talking about cause, we're not talking about the goal, the tilos. La'aspekt ha-ma'asi. We're asking a pragmatic question. Instead of the problem being formulated in philosophical, metaphysical terms, now it's formulated in the language of halacha. וסובבת ספור ספור למשימה יומיומית. And there's a very practical question. שאלת השאלות היא, מה מחייבים היסורים את האדם? What reaction do they demand from a person? ובעיה זו חיבבה היהדות. Yadus cherished this question, ve'he'emida ota b'tibur olam machshavta, in the center of its world of thought. Halacha mu'unyenet ba, halacha treats the problem of evil, k'shor b'ayot isa v'heta chiyav v'ptor. Ein anu tohim al darkei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, המופלאות, אלא על דרך האדם אשר בא ילך כשהסבל קופץ עליו. Well, why is the question of how to respond to evil? It's certainly a legitimate question, but what does it merit that Hayahadut he'emida ota b'tibur olam machshavta, that it's placed at the center of the olam hamachshava of Yahadus? Some people, perhaps, I don't know, maybe no one really does, but some people perhaps live charmed lives, and the question of Ra isn't so halacha l'maisa, but kimeduma that the overwhelming majority Lamechza the Shlesh of the Levia, to different degrees, do encounter Ra in the course of one's lifetime. Whether it's oneself, whether it's people close. A person can't really navigate life without knowing how he's supposed to respond. It is a very central concern because of its presence. Anu shalim lo l'sibat hara, we're not asking for the cause, the reason, v'lo l'tachlito, not for its divine, not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu necessarily has in mind. Kiyam l'tikuno v'ha'alato. How does a person rectify? How does a person elevate? Ech yisnahego adam be'etzara, ma'yaseh adam v'lo yimok v'yisurav. התשובה ההלכית לשאלה זו פשוטה מאוד. היסורים באים כדי לרומם את האדם, to uplift him, לטהר את רוחו ולקדשו, to purify his spirit, to sanctify him, לנקות את מחשבתו ולצרפו מכל פסולת השטחיות וסייגי הגסות, to purify him from superficiality, from coarseness, ועדן את נפשו, ולהרחיב את אופק חייו, to expand his horizons. כלולו של דבר, היסורים, תפקידם, the function, the role of יסורים, לתקן את הפגום באישיותו של אדם, to correct that which is deficient in an individual's personality. Let's just maybe read this paragraph and then we'll try to try to reflect a little bit on it. Halacha melamedet otanu ki avon pleili hu bidei bal yisur mahashot machlovav lalechad liibud ulehishael lelom mashmaot umatara. It's criminal for a person to squander yisurim and not have them achieve the intended goal of eliciting a response from the person. Hasevel mufia ba'olam. Suffering appears in the world. Kedei l'trom d'varim al adam, to contribute something to him. Kedei l'chaper alav, to cleanse him. Kedei l'g'ol oto, to redeem him min hazuhama, from filth. Min gasus haruach, haughtiness, v'shiflus hanefesh. Mitocho tzarech hasovel la'alod, mizukak u'mitzuraf tahor v'naki. He should emerge from the suffering purified, pure, cleansed. Es tzara hile Yaakov umimena yivashaya, kloma mitoch hatzara atzma yivashaya tshuat olamim. Right, the pasuk umimena yivashaya is not simply that he'll be saved from it in the sense that he'll be extricated from it, but he'll be saved from it in the sense that the tzara itself is the source of the Yeshua. Umimena yivashaya. Yizkeh lehitgapshut v'hitalut she'en dugmatam ba'olam natul sevel. He'll merit an aliyah, an elevation that has no equal in a world without suffering. Mitoch ha'shlilah tzomeach ha'chiyuv. The positive grows from the negative. Mitoch ha'antitiza mevatzpasat ha'antiza, umitoch ha'kashat ha'kiyum mitgale kiyum chadash. Al tkuva ruchanit chabira mitzat ha'adam l'tzara, ki tavo he'ida ha'torah v'amah. The Torah testifies that this is supposed to be the forceful spiritual reaction to tzara, v'amah, batzal l'chom tz'ucho kol advam ha'ele v'shavta ad ha'shem alakecha. Bekitzer, hasevel mechayevet adam lashuv b'tshuva shlema el alokim. Hatzara no ada, it's intended la'over otanu l'tshuva. Umahi ha'tshuva, and what is tshuva in lo, if not, hitchatshuto u'gulato ha'ila'it shel ha'adam. In this paragraph, where the Rav is again in talking about response to Yisurim, he's in effect, as he says at the end, talking about tshuva. So you hear echoes of the famous Rambam in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Tshuva. Afal pi tzkei shofar Rosh Hashanah gzeres hakosov remez yesh bo. Kloma uru uru yishen mishenaschem v'hakitzu nedomim mitav damaschem v'chipsu v'amaseichem v'chizu v'tshuva v'zichu b'ra'achem. Elo hashochichem esra emez behav lehazman v'shogen koshnosam behevel v'rik asher lo yoyel v'lo yatzil. So when the Rambam identifies who the audience is, who the targeted audience is for this call to tshuva, he doesn't say anything about chait initially. He talks about people who are shochachim asa'emes bahavle hazman. They're busy with everything in life which is ultimately unimportant. And that's their ultimate preoccupation is what's ultimately totally transient and unimportant. The shochachim es emes behavle hazman. Veshogin koshnasam, and all year long they're totally immersed behevel varik, with futility, with empty, with hollow pursuits. Ashelo yoel v'lo yatzil. So the Rav also throughout here has been talking about that yisurim again, which come to elicit tshuva, is lenakot et machshavto, to cleanse a person's thought, uletzarfo mikol psolet hashitchius, to purify it from the chaff of superficiality. What's that got to do with chait? He's also not defining tshuva in terms of chait. When a person is involved with Hevel Varik, so inevitably he ends up getting involved with chait also. But the root cause is a shallow, superficial, crude existence. That's what the Rambam is describing there. That the person, he lives in a shallow, superficial, crude way. That's what the Rambam is describing here also. That tzarfa mikol psolat hashitchiyut usyagei hagasut. Next time, Dineda, there's a very important long footnote here. Maybe we'll leave that for next time. But just continuing, just a few more lines here. Rav said, "Oy va'voy lo la'adam im ha'yisurim lo hevi'u lidei mashber ruchani." If yisurim don't bring a person to a spiritual crisis. He remains calcified. If the pangs don't ignite Ner Hashem, Nishmas Odom, Shemachuvim To'im b'chalala shel tevel k'kochot atumim l'lo to'alet, when pain wanders around in space as sealed, purposeless forces, kitrug gadol bokev olel umat ha'adam ha'mafsidet zivlo. There's an indictment against the person who squandered the spiritual opportunity of suffering. This idea is deepened even further by connecting the avoda of elevating suffering with the avodah of elevating benefaction, chesed, that a person receives. Chaste Hashem omerta yahadut einam nitanim la'adam matnat chinam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows chesed, there are strings attached. Heim b'chayvim mashu. That they contain within them tfiyah musarit hilchit la'adam hamit'aneg aleihem. Chesed, when a person receives goodness, kindness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's also in the chayiv. Amnam hashba'at ha'chesed ba'a miyado ha'ptucha ha'gidusha v'ha'rechava shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not an unconditional present. Hashba'at tova hi tamid b'vchinat matana al tnai. There's always a condition. Al menas lahachzir, all the zman, or it's only for a short time. Kshagish Baruch Hu noten la'adam osha unachasim. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives a person wealth and properties, hashpa'a v'kavod, al makabel adat ech lehishtamesh b'hem, ech lehafoch et hamatanot hayikarot lekochot yitzira poviyim, ech leshatef et hazulat b'simchato u'gdilato. The one who receives Hakadosh Baruch Hu's benefaction has to know how to use it to be productive, how to share with others his simcha. Ech legmol chesed im chazdei Hashem hanovim uba'im alav mimukor ein sof. How to use the chesed, chazdei Hashem that he receives, that he should do chesed. Im ein rov tova meviat adam lidei shtabdut muchlat al Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ulchote chet yisodi. So the Rav here is explaining that the same way Yisurim are mechayev, so too when a person receives chasadim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same mechayev. It's also something that a person has to elevate himself in response to receiving the chasadim, not just to deposit the check in the bank, but it demands a response from the person. It demands that the person use it to improve himself, to help others. Limdunu rabotenu hagadolim. Chai vodim levarach ha-ra k'shem shemavarach ha-latov. Look at this carefully, Rosa, these lines. This is just the last point I just wanted to discuss for today. Limdunu rabotenu hagdolim. Chai vodim levarach ha-ra k'shem shemavarach ha-latov. K'shem shahatova mechayevet ha-adam lema'asim na'alim v'tova'at min ha-yochid o ha-klau pu'ulat yitzira v'chidush. Kach dorshim hayisurim tikun hanefesh v'tiwa chayim. Im b'shat he'arat panim v'hashpa'at chesed lo nit'orer ha'adam lif'ula. If at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, metaphorically shined his face and bestowed chesed, a person wasn't aroused to become better. To become better. So then, ki yesh v'ha'adam nitbar l'taken al yisurav, ma shepagam b'yitzirav, b'shar shakadosh baruch hu nata elav k'nahor shalom. So this is a very sobering idea. The Rav says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sort of two ways of challenging a person, of eliciting a response. One is by bestowing chesed, and the other is by bestowing Yisurim. And the background to Yisurim can be that the person didn't respond to the Chasdei Hashem. But what's his source for that? How does he know that? I mean, it's just he's saying it misvah, or there's a source here? And Bechlau, the very idea that chesed, again, which is, it is very intuitive, that when a person receives bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's also mechayiv, a response. What's the Rav's mocha for that as well? Also, is it purely svar? So kimedume, the Rav is saying a remarkable pshat in the Mishnah. So there's something unusual about the Lashon of the Mishnah? What's unusual about the Lashon of the Mishnah? There's two things, but one of which is the one we're going to comment on now. What's unusual about the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rasa? Okay, so we find kashem sometimes, but when we find kashem, generally, just a moshel ba'alma. Take a look in Berakhot Hilchos Shavuos. Again, this is a moshel ba'alma. Kashem sheshvua shav v'sheka b'losa say, kach mitzvus esei sheyishava mishen eschayiv shvua v'bezdin b'shem shenemo b'shmot yishaveh. Generally, when you have a kashem construct, first you have the kashem, and then you have the kach. And the Mishnah says it backwards. The Mishnah should have said, kashem shem b'varach and ala tova, kach chayim b'varach ala rav. The Mishnah says it backwards. The Mishnah is backwards. That's not the normal construct when you have a kashem. We have kashem, and kashem does express some kind of equivalence, some kind of equation, but it's always just as, so too. Kashem, so too. So it should have been, Kashem shemavarech ala tova, kach chayvav mavarech ala. The Mishnah says it backwards. So kemedume, the Rav is saying, pshat oyin menorah in this Mishnah, that what he's saying is that the Mishnah inverts the sequence because there's a double entendre in the chayiv levarech al hatova. Again, it means A, what it would have meant if the sequence had been the conventional one. There's a certain equivalence. But it also means what does come second when you give the reason for something. And what the Mishnah here is hinting at is Chayv Adam Levarech Al Ra, Kashem, the same way he was Chayv Levarech Al Atova, but didn't. So now he's Chayv Levarech Al Ra, right? The reason does come second, right? Right? I put on my coat because it was raining outside. You don't naturally say because it was raining outside, I put on my coat. I put on my coat because it was raining outside. The reason does come second in the sentence. When you have just a plain kashem construct, so then the kashem part should come first. But if the Mishnah wants to hint, in addition to this equivalence, the Mishnah also wants to hint that sometimes the chiyuv, achmono etzlam, the varach al roach, comes because the reason is that a person neglected to react, to respond to tova, so then the Mishnah inverts the sequence to hint to this. And that's why the Rav is quoting the Mishnah, because the Rav is talking about much, the Mishnah is only talking about making the bracha of either Rachman Atzlan Dayan Emes or the bracha of HaTovah Meitim. And the Rav is talking about a much broader and more encompassing reaction of that a person's life should be changed and elevated in response to Tova. The same way, Rachman Atzlan, in response to Yisurim. So this Mishnah is much too narrow for the Rav to be quoting, unless, no, the Pshat is, but what you do have in the Mishnah is this causal sequence, that the Chayv Odom Levarech Al Havah can emerge, and sometimes does emerge, Rachman Atzlan, because the person neglected the Mevarech Al HaTovah.